self-entitled. That is how the actions of influencers who got stuck in Iran have been described by a human rights advocate. Topher Richwhite and Bridget Thackeray entered Iran as part of what they dubbed the Expedition Earth World Tour, Instagramming up their scenic photos from waterfalls to landscapes, having a swim. In Iran, their movements were restricted, in fact couldn't leave without government intervention. To what extent New Zealand diplomacy was required is still unclear. Meanwhile, for a second day in a row, tens of thousands of demonstrators protested across Iran against the country's clerical rule. The government response has been described by the New York Times as deadly. And there were protests outside the Iranian embassy today in New Zealand. With us is human rights advocate Samira Takavi, who actually said that, self-entitled. Samira, kia ora, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
So there was a warning that it was unsafe to travel to the country. You've described these actions as reckless.
Absolutely reckless, absolutely self-entitled. And I will be using the word, those words regularly and consistently from now on. And to me and to the Iranian community, I think that the Ardern government made an entirely bizarre decision in believing that it's best to put the interests of these two European New Zealanders engaged in only what I would call a trivial, decadent, influencing holiday over the desperation of millions of people suffering daily in Iran and the thousands of Iranian New Zealanders worried sick about their families there. It's just beyond me.
Just on that point, Samira, and just on the particular travellers, whatever their goals, or I think it was really sort of the expedition scenery, the lived experience, sometimes it's the very allure of a place being dangerous or off the beaten track that's is exactly why we want to go there. I mean, you can understand that, right?
I really can't understand that because Iran is not one of those countries. The warnings in terms of traveling to Iran since 2020, they've been very, very clear with the warnings in terms of why you shouldn't go to Iran. And there is a reason that millions of people actually left Iran in the past few years. Putting aside the travel ban or the travel restriction or the warning in terms of traveling to Iran, there is also a clear warning in terms of the drone ban in Tehran especially.
Right.
And yeah. Let me add to that. So these two individuals, they decided to go to a country with a clear warning. Then they decided to use drones and having drones in their vehicle, which is also, there's a clear ban on that. And thirdly, they decided to actually drive a car, which is in the list of banned vehicles in Iran.
Yeah, I must admit, when I saw that they were using a drone, kind of one would think, Peter Field, that your sensibility would kick in, go, okay, we're in Iran. Do we really need to be using drones for our photography or whatever? I'd be interested to hear what the listeners think on this.
Idiots are citizens too, so we have to keep that in mind. So there's no way around that.
What's your take on this, Peter?
Look, my take on it is, look, we want to talk about Iran, the Revolutionary Guard. You want to talk about brave Iranians who have little power and are trying to take their country back. That's a topic to discuss. That's a great, important topic to discuss.
Absolutely.
Talking about Kiwi influencers, self-entitled, I just don't care. I trust really Samara's talking to us just because she wants to bring attention to the great crisis in Iran, and who really cares about Kiwi idiots?
There you go. Pretty strong words from Peter. Are they Kiwi idiots? Is Peter and Samira being too strong? Text me 2101. Or do we have a right, a fundamental human right to go to those places where they are often not the safer places? Tell me, do you think, Samira, I'll come to you very soon, Alan, do you think that this meant the government had taken a softer stance on what is happening right now in Iran?
If you ask me, they absolutely have, especially in the past 6 weeks. Their response to the human rights breaches in Iran, to the revolution happening, to the rape, torture and murder of thousands of people in the past 6 weeks, let alone the past 43 years, it's been absolutely silenced. And their action been non-existent. They have recently moved that motion, but we need way more than that. We don't need concerns. We don't need emotion. We need actions to be taken. I do not understand why the Iranian ambassador is allowed to stay in this country, enjoy the freedom he has in New Zealand, whilst our people are actually torturing and dying in Iran.
Well, diplomacy is very important. It turns out, I think you go too far there. It's very good to always be able to talk. So never rule out the diplomats. That's gone too far. Don't do that.
I disagree with that, respectfully, because diplomats from Iran, they are part of that murderous regime. These are not usual diplomats that you deal with on a daily basis. So I do respectfully disagree with that.
That's for them to decide. They send diplomats, and it's a very good idea to hold on to your diplomats if you're not in a state of war.
Then someone needs to answer this question for us. Why the Ardern government, 4 years ago, listed the Proud Boys of America and added them to the terrorist list here? Why the Iranian Revolutionary Guard hasn't yet been added to the terrorist list?
All right, there might be some disagreement here, but there's absolutely agreement, unanimous. I'm with Peter and Samira on the fact that they are hashtag Kiwi idiots and self-entitled dimwits. Not my words, listeners' words. Can we just have time to bring Alan McRoy in on this?
Oh, I'll just add in more words, selfish Muppets. and they got away with it. And it's ridiculous. They shouldn't have got away with it. It's not. There is more important stuff happening. You're told not to go, and you bring drones. And I think they were driving an American Jeep. Was that what it was? An American Army Jeep. Everything they did was wrong. Muppets.
Okay, just finally, Samira, the UK announced travel bans and asset freezes on the Iran morality police. Australia issued a statement condemning violent crackdown following the death of the 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. What would you like our government to do?
We have been very consistent. The first thing we want to happen, we want to see the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to be listed as a terrorist, on the terrorist list. Then we want the same approach to be taken as other countries. We want sanctions on anyone related. We want travel ban on anyone related to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards in Iran. So we've been very clear in every statement we have made to the media. We only have 3 requests. They're not asking for financial support. People don't want to live Iran. They want to stay there and they want to fight. We have so many human rights advocates and lawyers at the moment on hunger strike in Iran in the past 2 weeks. And I can tell you they will all die. This is coming from a personal experience when I was there as a 22-year-old.
It's really nice to have you on the program, Samira. Kia ora, and thank you very much for your time again.
Thank you very much.
That's Samira Tokhavi, human rights advocate from Iran, on this issue, and a really big response to this. Your panel is correct. Entitlement at its worst. And then I assume New Zealand taxpayer resources used to bail them out, complete numpties. We don't know that, but that's the text here. Absolutely agree that those two New Zealanders who went to Iran were selfish, attention-seeking idiots who should have been left there. It's pretty strong, but nonetheless, I do appreciate your sentiments coming through on the panel this afternoon. Now,